You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
More bills in Gmail, gestures in Action Launcher, tracking TV shows, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 224. Super easy. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you another exciting episode of the Android Realm Podcast. So, a few random things to go through. It is actually a random assortment of things, so I'll jump right into it. We have the usual headlines, apps, and devices, and then we'll have a quick tip. It's sort of an app review, but more of a quick tip on TV show related, so I will have that, and that'll be all for this particular episode. So with that, I will jump right into it. So to start off with some headlines, Google started testing targeted ads on Fiber TV in Kansas City. So we'll see if they're able to, or they start including ads that way, or if they're able to integrate their app platform through Fiber TV. In related news, Google Fiber is was announced to be expanding into Salt Lake City, Utah. So yet another Utah city. The first, I believe, was Provost. So that will be coming soon. Google's testing a new feature for Android called On-Body Unlock. It is in testing to allow for easier and quicker phone access. So if your phone is in your pocket, you should be able to, or it'll stay unlocked so you can easily get to items on your device. And if it is not in your pocket, but on your in your hand, so it's still on your body, you can you don't necessarily have to unlock it. It's already on. So we'll see what comes of that soon. Cyanogen got additional funding this week to further their corporate ventures. They got about $80 million, so we'll see exactly how that pans itself out. HTC's ThemeMaker is now available, so if you do have an HTC device, most at the moment I believe it's just for their M9 and new devices coming out, but you can now create and share and view themes created via ThemeMaker. It was a rumor this week, rumor/leak this week, that Google's working on a new service currently codenamed Pony Express, which will add paying bills directly into Gmail. So this is a kind of an extension on sending money to your friends, but you'll be able to add more of your personal information, so name, social security number, credit card number, account number, things like that, to easily pay your bills straight from Gmail and not have to go to the various vendors' websites to send or to pay your bills, or even have to go to your bank account. You can just use your, charge everything to your credit card and pay your bills that way. It's currently expected to release in Q4 of 2015, so we'll see if it comes out then or sooner or later, or if it turns out to be a real thing. It does seem like it is a possible project, mainly because we already do have the ability to send and receive money through Gmail as it is, and we do have the Google Wallet platform for paying and charging credit cards. Next up, though, Chrome for Desktop got the data compression feature that we see, or that we already have for Chrome for Android. So if you're on a network that, or you have limited bandwidth at home, or you're in a place where you do want to speed up your browsing a little bit, then this should now make it a little bit easier. And finally this week, YouTube got 4K, or support for 4K 60 frame per second video support. There are only a couple of videos that have it enabled at the moment, and you will still need a high-end device and a 4K monitor to enjoy it in all its glory, but that will be an option soon, so look out for that rollout in the future and take that into consideration when buying your monitors. But that is all for that, so with that I'll jump right into the app section. So on the heels of the Galaxy S6 last week getting root, this week, the HTC One 9 now has support for TWRP, or Touchless Recovery Port, so by the time you get your M9, you should be able to root and ROM your phone as well using TWRP. This week, LinkedIn Job Search was released onto Android, so if you want to have an easier way to track, save, view jobs and things like that all from LinkedIn, or tied to the LinkedIn system, then this app should maybe be for you. Runkeeper got an update this week to support Android 5, so it also, so not only does it have that support, but it has a Material UI update as well, so look out for that. Action Launcher version 3.3 got a big update this week, and now it has an API for live wallpaper, so other developers can tie into the theming options that Action Launcher provides, and it has all, it also has more customizable gestures, so things like single, double, and triple tapping on your home button, and more swipe gestures and things like that, and a Google search overlay. I haven't had a chance to play with that just yet to figure out how that works, but as far as I understand, it does have, or it's along the lines of doing a phone and web search all in one, so you only need to go to one place for that. For those of you who use CNBC to get your news content, it got updated to now allow live streaming of their shows, so that can all be done straight from within their app. Google Keep got an update this week to now have labels and recurring reminders, so it now should be a little bit easier to find your notes and things like that. Bazel, Google's internal code building tool, is now open source, so in case you wanted to check it out and play with it yourself, that is now available. And finally, Google Maps now supports adding and viewing custom maps via the My Maps feature. So if you have certain areas where you want to keep maps handy, then that is now an option. But that is all for that. So with that, I'll jump right into the device news. So to start it off, well, I will summarize it with that. There's a lot of Android 5.1 updates. But to start it off, the Nexus Player got Android 5.1, so you keep hitting your update button there. Same thing with the Nexus 6 on AT&T and the 2014 Moto X. TuneIn Radio was released for Android Auto, so if you want to have the TuneIn Radio suite of shows and radio stations, then check that out. The AT&T Samsung Galaxy Note 4 and the Note 3 both started getting their Android 5 updates this week. Google announced that they'll be working on, in air quotes, fixing the Chromebook scrolling issue. So if you found that it's a bit laggy or doesn't perform as well as you wanted to, they announced that they'll be using Microsoft technology called Pointer Events to fix that scrolling issue and nagging issues they've been having. So look out for that coming soon. This week, the HTC One M9 went on sale. That's mostly the unlocked and developer version, so if you have the $600 to $700 to shell out, that is now available. And finally, the Samsung Galaxy S5 started getting its CyanogenMod 12.1 nightly. So in related news, we should start seeing more of the CM12.1 nightlies roll out. It is built on the Android 5.1 code base, so look out for that. But that is all for that. So with that, I will jump into this week's quick tip, which is an app called Show Tracker. So if you watch a lot of TV shows and movies, or basically a lot of content, and you've wanted an easy way to keep track of it, so for example, you may have a mix of services or sites. So you may use Netflix or Amazon Instant Video, YouTube, Hulu, and all of that. And you've wanted an easy way to keep track of the shows you watch. You watch live TV shows and you may have DVR'd some and you're not sure where you're at, or you're binge watching on Seinfeld, for example, and you want to know where you're at, then that's where Show Tracker comes in. So basically what it lets you do is add shows with the latest episode you've seen. So this does assume that you're going sequentially. I haven't tested it at a sequence, but watching in sequence works perfectly. So if you watch season one, episode one of, for example, Better Call Saul, and then you'll add that in, and it'll tell you the next episode information, synopsis, actor information, and that's whether you're on the current episode or for the next episode. But it'll also tell you what the episode coming up is. So let's say you're in a place where you're not, or you can't log in or keep track of where you're at, then that it makes it easy there. Their database is based on the tvdb.com. So if you want to test it out, see how much information is available, you can go to that website and see exactly what's there and how much information is available beforehand. It seemed pretty good, at least as far as information goes. I tried it with Black Sails and it worked out pretty nicely. that's all there really is for that. So it is a free app in Google Play. So I'll have a link in the episode guide for the directly to the app to check it out. It does follow more or less the Material Design Holo UI look. So it is very sleek and it does organize the information very nicely. And it has all that extra metadata information about the shows. So it's easy to find out that additional information. It does have a backup and restore features, so if you want to keep a backup of all the shows you're watching, you can do that in case something happens to your device. I didn't see any sort of online sync or backup or sign-in or anything like that, for example, through Google Plus or Facebook or anything like that, so the backup restore feature is currently the only way to go. So definitely check it out. If there's a lot of shows you watch or want to take the time to add, then you can definitely take the time to do that. It will be a little bit time consuming, but at least you'll be able to keep track of everything you watch and you know exactly where you're at in a sequence of shows. So that is really all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, and you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, if you want to help support the show and the network, you can always check out one of our sponsors by visiting geek-io.net/sponsor, or by visiting us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/geekio. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.